Toby? Quiet, I'm coming. Get off the bed. You're putting mud all over the sheets. Now sit down. Go on, sit. There's a good boy. Now let me get back into bed. No, you can't get on the bed. We'll get into trouble, you know that. All right. Just for a while then. Quiet. You'll ruin everything. Well now, what's it like outside? Tell me. Your tummy's all wet, and there are dead leaves tangled in your fur. I suppose autumn's here. Where did you go? Tell me. I bet you went to Barstow Park. That's where you always go. And I bet you took that shortcut through the churchyard, where Grandma's buried. Down the slope, stopping at the duck pond, and further down still where the swings and slides are. I know, Toby. But we'll go out together again when I'm better. Honestly, when the doctor says it's all right. Until then, I'm afraid I'll just have to imagine it.
Cup of tea, Mrs. Holloway?
No, thank you, Mrs. Christie.
Well, sit down at least.
Oh, thank you. I won't keep you long.
It's a fine day for late October.
Yes, but there's a bite to the wind. How's Marion?
Dr. Prescott seems to think she's progressing.
Oh, good. Any idea when she'll be going back to school?
Not for some weeks yet, I'm afraid.
Oh, it's over a month now, isn't it?
All of that. Glandular fever's a strange complaint, Mrs. Holloway. It comes and goes. You never know where you are with it. Friends call in occasionally and bring her some books, and Harold goes up there most evenings, but, well, you run out of conversation after a time, don't you? You don't know what to say in the end. She talks to Toby a lot, of course.
Toby. Well, I'm afraid that's the main reason I'm here, Mrs. Christie.
Oh?
The dog's running wild. I know Marion used to take him out as regular as clockwork every morning. I could see her from the vicarage window when I was washing up the breakfast things.
What are you trying to say?
The dog's running wild. It's let out, uncontrolled.
I haven't time to take the dog out for a walk, Mrs. Holloway. Neither has Harold. He has to be on the farm by 5:30, and it's all he can do to keep awake when he comes home.
I appreciate that. Now, please don't be offended. It doesn't matter to me.
Well, then, what are you complaining about? Toby knows that route like the back of my hand.
Not quite. I've seen him amongst the gravestones on several mornings now. He finds a spot and then starts digging. The place is covered with holes.
I don't believe it. The vicar hasn't said anything.
No, because I've been covering up the evidence.
And you're sure it's Toby?
Positive.
Oh, he always has been an inquisitive dog.
Yeah. Something had better be done to curb his curiosity, that's all I can say. Otherwise you and Toby are going to land yourselves in a lot of trouble.
Marion!
Yes, Mummy?
Is Toby up there with you?
Yes, why?
I'm bringing up a tray.
Off the bed, Toby. Quick, if Mummy sees those muddy marks.
I hope that dog's not on the bed. I'll have something to say if he is.
Quick! There's a good boy.
Where is he?
Under the bed.
Best place for him, by all accounts.
Why do you say that?
Here's your lunch.
Soup again.
That's what Dr. Prescott recommends.
He doesn't have to eat it.
There's some lemon meringue pie with cream as well.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, listen, Marion. I want to talk to you.
What about?
This dog of yours. The one that's frightened to show his face at the moment.
What's he done?
Yesterday, Mrs. Weatherby stopped me in the street.
Oh, she's always moaning about something. She accused me of stealing flowers from her garden once, and it wasn't true.
Well, now she's accusing Toby of digging holes in her garden, and that is true. As a matter of fact, I wasn't going to say anything knowing Mrs. Weatherby, until just now when Mrs. Holloway called. She says Toby's digging holes in the graveyard.
Maybe he's looking for something.
No, this isn't funny. That dog's becoming a nuisance. He can't keep his black nose out of anything. You know what Mrs. Weatherby's like. If she sees him in her garden once more, she'll get up a petition. And goodness knows where that'll lead to. Yes, we're talking about you, Toby. You're in big trouble, my lad. Big trouble.
It can't be long before I can take him out again, can it, Mummy?
Some weeks yet, I'm afraid,
dear. Weeks? But I'm feeling a lot better.
Well, you do today, and you may tomorrow. Look, Marion, I love Toby as much as you do. But if he won't stop digging them, we'll have to confine him to the garden.
Oh, Mummy, you can't do that.
Well, we won't have any alternative.
But I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know what?
Anything. What happens outside? He tells me.
Does he, dear?
Well, sort of. He tells me what's going on. I imagine I'm with him every morning. I know what the weather's like, if it's wet or dry, cold or warm. He tells me. He goes out and comes back and tells me everything that's happening. Everything. Keep still, Toby. I'm writing. Now, how does this sound? You listening? My name is Toby. Will you listen? My name is Toby. Will you visit my mistress who is sick? If so, please follow me. Now, if I fold this piece of paper up and put it into this little tube, you can carry it around on your collar all the time and maybe I'll get to see some new faces. We'll start tomorrow, Toby. No digging. Just make friends with someone in the village and perhaps they'll come and see me. And don't take no for an answer. What do you say? That's good. It's all settled then.
Yes?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this where Toby lives?
Yes.
I believe you have a little girl here who's not well.
Why, yes, I do, but I don't think I know you.
Are you her mother?
I'm Marion's mother, yes.
I'm Mrs. Ellis. I know you don't know me, and Marion doesn't either, but I've come in answer to her appeal.
Appeal? I don't understand.
At first I thought the dog was lost. He was so persistent. And then when I looked inside the little tube thing on his collar, I was so moved by the message, I just had to come and see her.
I'm sorry, but I just don't know what you're talking about.
You mean you don't know? About the message your daughter has written asking for visitors?
No, no, I don't. Oh, I'm sorry if you've been troubled.
Troubled? Oh, no, not at all. I think both your daughter and Toby have been most resourceful.
Well, I hope she wasn't asking for anything.
Only for someone to come and visit her. She must be awfully lonely. However, I've brought this book with me. Oh, it's just a little something, you understand. I hope you don't mind. Well, now, may I see her?
Yes, by all means. Please, come in. Don't you get on that bed, Toby. She's always letting Toby get mud all over the sheets. I keep on at her, but
how long has Marion been ill?
Just over a month. I doubt whether she'll be back at school before Christmas.
How awful. It's such a strain for everyone concerned to have someone bedridden for any length of time, especially a child. Keeping their minds occupied is very time-consuming and wearing, isn't it? Well, if you have no objection, perhaps I could see her and take her off your hands for a little while.
Well, if you don't mind...
Of course I don't mind. Can't let her down now, can I? Not after following Toby all this way. I'm looking forward to meeting her.
I'll show you the way.
Just point me in the right direction. Let it be a surprise.
Mummy!
It's all right, dear. You've got company. Would you like a cup of tea, Mrs. Ellis?
That's very kind of you. Thank you. I'm coming, Toby. I'm coming.
It's the room right in front of you.
Who
is it? Who's come to see me?
I have, Marion. Hello.
How long has this been going on?
About a week.
And you only tell me about it now?
Oh, I didn't think there was any harm in it.
Well, I don't suppose there is. Except it looks as if we're asking for charity.
Oh, I'm sure people don't... I think that's somebody else. It never stops.
But tell them she's asleep.
I can't do that, Harold.
Can't have a load of strangers traipsing through the house like this.
Oh, hello, Miss Fairbrother. Marion! Marion, dear!
Yes, Mummy?
You've got company. Miss Fairbrother, this is the second time she's called this week.
I think Marion's rather fond of her. She brings her boxes of marshmallows.
If that isn't charity, I'd like to know what is.
It's not charity, Harold. It's something that's caught people's imaginations, that's all. And it is helping Marion to get better more quickly. To tell you the truth, I think Miss Fairbrother is just as lonely as Marion.
Well, I find it embarrassing.
She's made so many new friends.
It's old people, not children of her own age.
Because children who are ill aren't much fun to be with, Harold. Children aren't so understanding about illness as older people.
And how are you today, my lovely?
A lot better, thank you, Miss Fairbrother.
Oh, that's good to hear. Soon you'll be visiting me, eh? Oh, and you too, Toby. You're such a clever dog. Do you know, Marion, he sat by the front gate almost begging me to come. I don't think he could find anyone else who was free. Could you, Toby? Oh, you're such a lucky person, Marion.
Am I?
Of course. Well, I know you may not believe it, lying here in bed all this time, but, well, think what it would have been like without Toby. Do you know what he is? He's your emissary, Marion. That's what he is, an emissary.
Emissary? What's that?
Well, it's like an agent, a secret agent with an important mission. In this case, to see that enough people come and see you, and keep your spirits up. Oh, look at him. Ah, he understands every word I'm saying. Don't you, Toby?
Toby's the best dog I've ever had, Miss Fairbrother. He tells me such a lot about what's going on. I even know where he's been.
Oh, that is clever of him.
In the spring, he smells of fresh earth and wild flowers. In the summer, he's hot and dry. And often there's pollen on his nose as he sniffs about the flowers. In the autumn, like now, dead leaves get all tangled up in his fur and his tummy's wet with dew. In the winter, if I'm still in bed, I expect he'll come in with a cold nose and be shivering all over.
Ah, you won't be here this winter, my lovely. Not if I have anything to do with it.
You know something, Miss Fairbrother?
What's that, my lovely?
Out of all the people Toby's brought to see me, I like you the best.
Oh, dear, I'm very flattered. I expect it's because I bring you lots of marshmallows.
Oh,
eh?
No, really.
I'm only teasing. What about the vicar? He'll be very upset to hear you don't think much of him.
Oh, I like Mr. Williams, but he's not nearly as much fun as you. And he doesn't tell me stories about the village like you do. No, Toby. You can't go out in this. You'd catch a terrible cold. I'll have to go without any visitors today. What a sad, sad sound that is. I wonder who's died. Imagine, Toby. Imagine being put down into the earth with all that rain falling on you. Makes me shudder to think of it. That you, Mummy?
Yes, dear. I've just got back.
Did you know Mummy had been out today, Toby?
Oh, hello, dear. How are you feeling?
All right, thank you. You been out?
For a little while, yes.
In this awful weather? You didn't say.
Can I sit down for a moment? Oh, I've got something to tell you.
You look very serious. What's wrong?
I suppose I should have told you before, but you were having one of your feverish bouts, so I thought it best not to upset you. It's Miss Fairbrother.
What about her?
She had an accident a few days ago.
What kind of an accident?
She was crossing the square when a car knocked her down.
She died on Wednesday. She wasn't in any pain. She was unconscious, you see, all the time. Oh, I'm so sorry.
But I like Miss Fairbrother. She was fun.
Yes.
She laughed a lot and she told me stories about the village.
Yes, yes, I know.
She used to bring me boxes of marshmallows. Toby loved her too, didn't you, Toby? She was our most favourite person. I won't be seeing her anymore. She was our best friend. She liked coming here.
Oh, I know, darling. I'm sorry. I didn't want to have to bring you this news.
But have they buried her?
Well, I've just come from the funeral. I sent some flowers from you and me and Toby, of course.
In all this rain, the earth all muddy and heavy, she'll be lying there, slowly rotting.
Marion, you mustn't say such things. We all have to die sometime, especially when we're old.
But not like that, Mummy. Not like that. What do they do in the graveyard? Under the ground?
What do you mean?
When people are dead and they bury them out in the churchyard, what do they do?
Why, nothing.
You mean they just lie there?
Lie there? Yes.
Lie there?
That's all they do. Yes.
It doesn't sound like much fun.
Well, it's not meant to be.
Why don't they get up and walk around once in a while if they get tired of lying there?
I think you've said enough.
Sometimes I think God is pretty silly.
Marion?
Well, you think you treat people better than to throw dirt in their faces and tell them to lie still for keeps. You'd think he'd find a better way. What if I told Toby to play dead dog? He does it for a while, but then he gets sick of it and wags his tail or blinks his eyes or pants and jumps off the bed and walks around. I bet those graveyard people do the same. Don't you think so, Toby?
No, that'll do, Marion. Now, remember, your grandma's there. It isn't nice.
I bet you they do.
What's the matter, love? You're depressed again?
I think I shall be in this room until I die.
Oh, you're being silly.
Am I?
Look, Marion, I know you're missing Miss Fairbrother.
I'm missing all the others, too.
All the others?
No one comes to see me now. Toby comes back every day alone. Not even Mr. Williams calls anymore.
Well, everyone's so busy, with Christmas only a few weeks away.
It's as if Miss Fairbrother took everyone with her when she died.
Please, Marion.
I don't think I can stand it much longer.
I'll get you something to drink. Then we'll have a chat, eh? I really must oil the hinges at this door.
Yes, but you won't. No one wants to know us anymore, Toby. For all they care, we may as well be dead.
What are we going to do?
I can't see what else we can do. I've been to the police.
Well, what did they say?
Well, the usual. They'll be on the lookout for him, but so far they haven't had any reports of a lost dog.
But Toby can't be lost. He knows this area better than you or me. You said so yourself. She loved that dog.
You're talking as if he's dead. He's missing, that's all.
For 2 days.
The dog's disappeared. No one knows where he is. I've been to all the people who used to visit her, asking if they've seen him. Not one of them could help.
Suppose something has happened to the dog. Supposing he's been killed by a car like Miss Fairbrother. I mean, can you imagine what that'll do to Marion?
They would have found a body. Look, the dog's missing at the moment. Just missing, that's all.
Well, you'd better go upstairs and tell her. I can't. I had the job of telling her about Miss Fairbrother, and that was enough for me.
Mummy!
Marion?
What do you want?
I'd like to talk to you.
What about?
Toby.
He's dead.
No. No, he isn't.
He is. I know he is.
He's missing.
He's dead, like me's fair brother.
Marion, please.
Leave me alone.
All your friends said they'd look out for him. They all love him too. They all love him, Marion, as much as you.
There was a look on his face before he went.
What?
The night before he left. There was a gleam in his eye. I asked him if he couldn't find someone, somewhere, to come and see me. But he looked at me as if he didn't care anymore. As if he wasn't really trying. I couldn't understand it. And then he turned away from me and hid his face in his paws. Now, I haven't even got him. There's nothing anymore. No one outside this room, this house. Everything's dead. The world is dead.
There's a chocolate drink all prepared in the kitchen, Mrs. Tarkins. Oh, and there's a bit of fruitcake too, if she wants it.
Don't worry. Everything will be all right. I'll go and have a chat with her before she goes to sleep.
She seems a bit brighter of late.
I'll cheer her up, Mr. Christie. Don't worry.
You've been so kind, Mrs. Tarkins. It's been a very difficult and worrying time for Harold and me.
And you deserve this special night out. So you go and enjoy your anniversary celebration and try and forget about Marion and me until you come home. We'll be fine. Oh, where are you going?
Oh, we're going to have dinner at the Falcon.
The Falcon, eh? Well, you have a lovely time.
We'd better get started, Angela. It's gone 7:30.
And don't worry about hurrying back.
Oh, we'll be back by 11.
Oh, don't be silly.
You'll want to get to bed yourself, Mrs. Tarkins.
I've only got to go next door, for heaven's sake.
Well, once she's really asleep, please don't wait for us.
We'll see. Now, you go and enjoy yourselves, for heaven's sake, or you'll be late. I'll take care of everything.
Thank you, Mrs. Tarkins.
Good night, then.
Good night, both of you. Oh, 11 o'clock. Better go and see if Marion's still asleep. Oh. Well, I expect they'll be home soon. Ooh, the house has got cold. Holmes, I'm tired. All that talking, I suppose. If she's asleep, I'll be off to my own bed. They'll be home any minute now, I expect. Marion? Marion, dear? You asleep? Yeah. She's asleep.
Is that you? Toby! You've come back! Oh, Toby! You're covered in mud. Thick, slimy mud. Oh, you're filthy. It's all over the sheets. Mummy will go mad. I feel sick. The smell's making me sick. What is it, Toby? Where have you been to get in such a horrible mess? You've been digging again, haven't you, you naughty boy? But the smell of the earth is different. And what's that clinging to your paws? It looks like a bit of skin. Shriveled and white. Where have you been, Toby? What's that? I know. You've brought home a visitor, haven't you? You found someone to come and see me. Oh, you clever, clever dog. Well, Toby, who is it? Is it someone special? Never mind. It doesn't matter. The important thing is, we've got company again.